This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Our telephone number, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also give them a call at the office, set up an appointment, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Applebee's. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later in the program. Just a quick pro tip, as you listen to today's show, just pay particularly close attention. Typically, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week answer comes up during the program. Joining us this week from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing well. Kyle, how have you been?
I'm doing well.
Great to see you. By the way, when you guys were going into the studio, I was concerned that Kyle didn't have his headphones. He's got such big mitts. He had the headphones just cupped in his hand, and I couldn't even see him. So.
He says he doesn't even need them.
We talk louder out here. Yeah. So, Kyle, welcome to the program. And again, if you have a question for Malia and Kyle, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Before we get started today, as far as our discussion topics, let's talk a little bit and remind people about Klaus Financial and kind of that the how, the when, and the where Klaus Financial can assist somebody.
Yeah, Sean, definitely. So we love to sit down with people who are wanting to look at what retirement may look like for them. The how is that they just need to call us up for a first meeting so we can sit down and just go over everything with them and kind of get to know them and see where we can help them. The when is the sooner the better. A lot of our clients start looking at this 5 to 10 years, probably closer to the 5-year mark. So the sooner that you get on looking at your retirement plans, the better it can be. And that makes the most sense. We do, however, help people plan for the before, during, and after retirement. So we get you set up as your retirement plan, and then we help you along through it as things change and come up. So.
And, of course, the where, you guys have an office right up the road here from the radio station, don't you?
Yep, we've got an office up here in Madison, and then we also have one in Rockford. So
beautiful. Another really cool thing, too, and we mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. There's some nice information there as well, and you can also sign up for your email newsletter, can't you?
Yeah, you can sign up. We also have a weekly market pulse that we send out every week that gives our thoughts on where the stock market is and all that kind of information. So, and we also obviously have Facebook, Twitter, all the social media things that you can follow us as well.
And that market, the weekly, the market pulse thing, it is weekly, and that's the really cool thing. I signed up quite a few months ago, and it's nice. You get just a nice little snapshot once a week. It's not every day. It's not all these other people. It's simply a message from Klaus Financial. Hey, here's where the markets are. Here's what's been going on. It's a nice little resource, and all you got to do is get to klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can sign up for it right there.
Now Sean's smarter than us because he reads it every week,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Let's talk about, as we mentioned, a little bit about Klaus Financial, and let's talk a little bit about our topic for today, which is, of course, we start getting into June, we start thinking baseball, politics, weddings, and a wedding, and maybe the plannings for those weddings. What should our listeners know about, this time of year, and with love in the air, what do people need to know about when we're talking June?
Well, we decided, a couple weeks ago we talked about the Department of Labor fiduciary rule, and so today we thought we'd lighten it up with love and weddings, and we're definitely not talking politics today.
Yes.
We think this is timely information for those of you who are getting ready to make wedding plans for the future. We love to talk facts and figures, so it is good to know that over 2 million Americans still get married every year, and the average age for those people getting married is around 26 years of age. So with regards to planning a wedding, from the perspective of those of you who will be paying for the event, in our case, many of our clients are the people that are looking at paying for these events, let's talk to those people first. How much is this gala going to cost you? Or better yet, how much should it cost? That's kind of where we'd like to have the conversation steered today. So, you know, it's kind of like when you go out to buy a new car and you haven't been out in the market for 5 or 6 years and you go, whoa, oh, yeah. This is like more than I realized. It is sticker shock. The average wedding cost in the United States right now is about $26,444. Couples typically spend between around $20,000 and $33,000, but most couples, they actually spend less than $10,000. So that's where we go with the average of $26,444. So should you pre-plan or pre-fund an account to do this for your future daughter or son who may be getting married? It's probably a good idea. I'm not saying you need to start this at birth, but maybe when they're in their early 20s, you know, you might want to say, okay, I have decided I'm going to put aside X amount of dollars. So when that day hits, and sometimes they can hit, like they don't give you much notice, you might want to have that just kind of stocked away there. But really what we want to make sure of is that looking at the proper way to fund it is not necessarily taking it out of your retirement assets. So again, your daughter or son may be getting married before you're 59 and a half, and you maybe don't have much sitting in savings, and you decide, I'm going to pull this from my IRA or from my 401k at work, which could be even more burdensome. I'm going to have to pay taxes on that money. I'm going to have to pay a penalty on that money. So it really gets difficult, and I honestly have had clients spend as much as $100,000 on a wedding.
Ooh,
okay? So when you're pulling it from retirement accounts, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, Kyle and I can probably both attest here, the more you spend on the wedding doesn't necessarily mean things are going to work out better.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just be quite honest. So we really want people to use their brains when they're thinking about weddings. I'm happy about the love thing, but I have to look at the numbers.
Exactly. Well, it's definitely when you start, especially if it's one of the kids, you start looking at, well, how am I going to help them have this and make that happen? Of course, you've got to do things, smart planning and preparations. We talk a lot here on Money in Motion is so very important. Joining us this week from Kloss Financial, Malia Quay and Kyle Kite. If you have a question for Malia or Kyle, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number is 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle coming up next. We're going to talk a little bit about couples that decide to pay for their own weddings. I like that idea.
Great idea.
Yes. We'll talk about that next to take more of your calls as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. It's klossfinancial.com. You can also give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Joining us in studio this week, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Kloss Financial, talking about some things a little different this week. If you missed the last segment, start talking a little bit about the cost and the expense around weddings and wedding planning. And a lot of times, I think traditionally, we would go to the parents because they had more money. That's where the resources were, and a great place to say, hey, Mom, Dad, you want to help me get married? What about for people who say, you know what, we want to do this on our own. We want to put together our own wedding. We want to pay for it. The question then comes is, well, if we don't necessarily have the money now, maybe we could do it later and maybe get into debt. I mean, does that create any problems? Does it make any sense to go into debt for this?
You know, not as much as some people feel, Sean. I mean, this is a big day, so obviously they all want it to be special and memorable and all that kind of stuff. But when you are getting married, I've only been married for a few years here, so there's a lot of other adjustments. And to take on some big financial debt burden at this point is just going to make it that much more difficult. I mean, for some people, this is the first time you're living with a significant other, so that in itself presents its own challenge. So to go on and take on more debt and just put more stress on yourselves in the beginning is probably not the best thing. What you should probably start out doing is just getting a budget. If you haven't had the discussion yet of how the other's finances are, I mean, that's a big thing. If someone's coming to the marriage with a lot of debt, student loans, whatever the case may be, you definitely want to start there. And then just your household budgets. Now you're going to be shopping for two people with groceries and all that kind of stuff. So that's where I would start, and then go on to the emergency reserve from there. You hear us talk about that all the time. That way we're not, if something comes up, I mean, you just don't want to be putting things on credit cards and things like that. So if you can have a little buffer, it's nice.
You hear from people, and you know, they talk about people having relationship issues, and a lot of times it boils down to financial issues. Is when people are stressed about money, they're stressed in other parts of their lives, and it causes a strain on relationships, including a marriage. And you mentioned, you know, going into debt for it. It's probably the payoff. And I know you, and of course you guys are money people. You say, well, what's the return? If you're paying for a wedding, it's not an investment of any kind. It's a loss. What about the house, though? I mean, that is one of those things where you see people these days with buying houses, and especially, I sound like an old man here, especially those young folks, they're buying houses before they're even married. Smart idea, bad idea? What do you think?
Well, it's a great question. Again, this is something we're seeing more and more of. As you say, if not before the wedding, perhaps within a year of getting mm-hmm. married. And part of this has to do with such low mortgage rates. So I cannot argue that. It's like, wow. I mean, we can go back 10 years, 20 years. These rates are pretty darn low. So it's hard to say, don't jump in. But I do tell people, don't jump in. I recently had a couple in, and they had no emergency fund. They both had jobs, but one person had a lot of medical issues, and my advice was they were recently married, but they had a lot of student loan debt, and they said, well, we just want to get out of the apartment and get a house. And I recommended that they don't go that direction. They said, well, the realtor and the bank has qualified us for a $200,000 loan. Of course they did. Someone wants to make a sale. But I just didn't feel like it was a good idea. Now, people don't always listen to us, and what do you know? They went out and bought the house anyways, and now they're very stressed, I'm going to be honest. So that's not the way we'd like to see things go. Don't put your marriage at risk, as Kyle was saying. Better yet, plan first for the emergency fund and look at funding your own retirement accounts. You know, putting aside money for down payment's a good idea. Or the flip side is this. And I have to be honest, this is how it worked out for my husband and I. We decided to have a very, very small wedding, to be honest, less than $1,000. Any additional monies that came our direction, we put that towards our first house. And so people say, well, how could you afford to do this or do that? Well, because we didn't blow $25,000 for a wedding, folks. I mean, it's pretty easy to understand that. And maybe your future in-laws want to give you a gift towards a down payment for a home, mm-hmm. which will be long-lasting, more than a single day. Mm-hmm. So you really just want to keep that in mind.
What about other things? I mean, there's certainly other cautions out there and things that you want to watch out for. What are some of the things that people, those bewares that listeners should be watching out for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't ever want to rain on such a lovely day that people have all these, you know, they've been dreaming all their life mm-hmm. for this day.
At least the women have.
Yeah. But we are planners, so it's in our nature to look at the what could go wrong if things don't work out the way that you're hoping it. Mm-hmm. So everybody's familiar with the statistic that 50% of people who get married eventually get divorced. So that is kind of alarming. That's one in every two somebody's getting divorced. So this is still, you know, it's been that statistic for a while now, and it hasn't changed. So first-time marriages are in the 40 to 50% chance of divorce, and then after that, it just gets worse. Second-time marriages tend to divorce between 60 and 70% of the time. So you can see, you know, the first one, people are trying to hang on more, so they're probably, you know, more comfortable and don't want to go to that divorce, but it does happen, and even more so in that second and third. So in this area, we obviously do encourage people for first, second, or third marriage to take a look at what people are bringing to the table. So some people may have been married before in a second marriage instance and have some significant assets, or were very successful, and the other spouse that they're getting married to now might not bring as much to the table. So these are always things that you want to take a look at.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, I don't like to rain on the parade. I just like to be reasonable here. And if there is this large discrepancy, that's probably when we're going to suggest to our clients that they seek the advice of an attorney, possibly draw up a prenuptial agreement. If everybody's happy and in love, this shouldn't be a big deal. you know, and maybe the prenuptial lasts for 10, 20 years. I don't know, but it is an important thing just so that people are protected, especially in a second marriage. We've got adult children, potential inheritances, who's going to live where if one spouse dies. This is really, really important to get the facts out there and have it lined out with a prenuptial agreement.
And how, I guess, and you know, when we talk about planning for retirement and how great it, you know, the thought of having a nice, comfortable retirement and having those conversations about how do we prepare for this. Do you bring up the potential for divorce? I mean, is that part of the, I mean, it's, we're all grown ups. It happens. Is that part of the conversation to say, hey, this is something you need to think about? And I think also with things like benefits and those type of things, mm-hmm. I know we've talked about in previous shows, probably part of that conversation about how do you handle this
stuff. These are real conversations, mm-hmm. and we don't sugarcoat things too much. we just want to be realistic, and people really do, you know, our clients want to hear that we're taking special precautions. Have we thought about life insurance, changing those beneficiaries, mm-hmm. if we got married, if long-term care suddenly starts playing an issue, having those assets, which now someone else, a second marriage, has come into, and suddenly those are going to get drained away. Again, the prenuptial agreement, mm-hmm. making sure the assets stay where they're supposed to stay, if possible, perhaps put aside in a trust or whatever. So it's really important to have these conversations and actually do something about them.
Do you guys work with a lot of people that you know, after, you know, maybe somebody you've been working with for years and now they're getting married and now they're both going to come together? I mean, do you get a lot of couples then coming, mm-hmm. in saying, listen, this my plan obviously has changed now. Let's incorporate my wife or the husband into the conversation. Do you get a lot of couples sitting down that want to kind of plan jointly for their retirement?
They do. But as we were talking about before the show, Kyle and I, second and third divorces, mm-hmm. or second and third marriages, I should say, a lot of those people come into it with their own stash of money, mm-hmm. and they've kept finances separate for many years. We're not looking at combining finances necessarily. It's probably just as well keeping them under each person's control. But having those conversations and certainly looking at ways in which to provide for, say, the other person gets to stay in the house when the other one passes away, making sure that the estate planning documents reflect that, mm-hmm. and that these conversations are real. Perhaps we need to get some additional life insurance to cover the adult children who maybe are going to feel left out because now the new spouse, mm-hmm. is going to inherit the retirement accounts. So it gets delicate,
yeah.
but it's best to just line it out. And unfortunately, we see the flip side of things where people haven't taken precautions, and it doesn't always turn out as great as you'd like it to.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kai joining us from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You also call their office, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Really quickly, though, while we're talking, and Malia, you had mentioned adult children, and we bring up things like second marriage. I mean, is some of that, and I don't want to use the phrase, but I will, kind of lesson learned, or is it something that it's with that second marriage, or is it something that because you have kids or responsibilities from a previous relationship that it maybe changes your priorities? Why do we see more often on that second or maybe third relationship, marriage, do we see people saying, yeah, maybe we want to keep our own independence financially and maybe be a little less joint as may have been in our first?
Well, I never want to say that women are smarter in this area, but you know, I will say this, especially when there's deaths involved, someone's, mm-hmm. lost somebody, we do see men get remarried much quicker than women. Women tend to be more the person behind the scenes running the finances of the house.
Oh, yeah.
So if they've been through relationships and maybe some were good, some weren't, they've decided themselves, they walk into the situation, go, I am keeping mine, mm-hmm. he has his, I'll help provide for him, vice versa. So, hey, we just want to make sure that, you know, things are planned out in the event something different happens. We're not, you know, doom and gloom. And again, that's why we talk about fun things like weddings, because, mm-hmm. everyone's hopeful, kind of like the upcoming election. We're all hopeful, right? Ultimately, things hopefully can work out correctly. But it's not about how much we spend on that big day. That's the bottom line we want to get across here. It's just making sure that we have our ducks in order.
And great plans lead to less stress, which lead to happiness.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's why you're a happy guy, right,
Sean? Exactly. Well, I'm married to a planner.
So. There you go.
Not that person. Malia Cuevas, Kyle Kite joining us from Klaus Financial. You can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you have a question for Kyle or Malia, we got time for a call or two. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial's office telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to talk a little bit about Klaus Financial, take your calls, and of course, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, all of that coming up next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
Is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Again, that's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, or you can pick up the phone and give them a call. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Applebee's Restaurant. I'll tell you how you can win that coming up in just a couple of moments. Hanging out this week with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial, talking about things like marriage and planning and a lot of things that you need to be prepared for and things you should be thinking about, especially if you're starting your new life together, and things that'll make your life maybe less of a burden. Things like debt, which can cause all sorts of stress in a relationship and can cause all sorts of problems. Ways to plan ahead so you don't have to worry about that debt or worry about those arguments over, you know, who's paying for what or how. Have a plan in place, and it's also applicable to retirement as well. And let's talk a little bit about Klaus Financial. We started out talking a little bit about Klaus and what it is that you guys do and how it works. One of the really cool things I love with Klaus Financial, and we talk about setting up an appointment, giving you guys a call, it doesn't cost anything. When you come in and sit down at Klaus Financial for that first initial get-to-know-you conversation, what are your goals, what are you looking for, it's not going to cost you anything, is it?
Right. You know, as Kyle said, it's complimentary the first time. We will go ahead and sit down with you, kind of see where you're at. For a young couple that comes to us and sits down, we're going to help them figure out what they need to be doing. As we said, setting up an emergency savings plan, maybe looking at their retirement accounts, how they could possibly start funding them. So no cost to sit down with us. We're happy to give you some initial guidance. If it came to where you'd like to work with us, we have different ways. We have different divisions that we can often help people, not always just by managing their accounts, but also by just giving them some good instruction on how they can manage their own. So it's really nice to have opportunities to do that. Again, with young couples, for a lot of us, we just need the path.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the path, and maybe I can check in with a professional here and there. As we're talking about second marriages and so forth, a lot of people are more aware of things that could happen, but because we have a good relationship with several attorneys, we also see, as I said, the other side of things, and we're there to say, have you thought about this time around, so to speak, and again, just to be able to set up some protection. A young couple will come to us, maybe newly married and with a first child, and they'll say to us, well, you know, do we really need a will? And do we really need power of attorney documents? So we do see a lot of people start with a will because, to be honest, they are worried about who would watch over their child if something happened to the the two of them. And then people take this like 20-year gap and don't look at the will again. And that's where we come into place. Yes. And go, okay, the children are out of the house. You've got a lot more in assets and so forth. And then again, second marriage or whatever we're looking at, okay, let's take a look at that again and see what needs to be tweaked. Life insurance beneficiaries, we've talked about that enough times here. Those are the kind of the last documents that kind of ever get changed. And there are some ex-husbands and ex-wives out there who were remembered in the life insurance benefit, and they weren't intended to be remembered. Ooh. Let's just be honest. So making sure you're looking at every single, document with your planner is really important.
And those life changes, whether they're major, like a marriage or a birth of a child, or even small things, they happen year to year, month to month. You may not always think about it. It's nice to not only have that plan in place, but review that plan regularly. And that's one of the nice things working with Kloss Financial is having somebody to say, hey, how, what have you been up to? What's new with you? And let's see how this can change or make sure that we're working towards and continuing to focus in on our retirement goals. And, things like you mentioned, things like the divorce. And guess what? You may want to go through and start looking at some of those documents to make sure that.
Well, and to be honest, that's the first thing people, when we go for our reviews, they walk in the door and maybe I didn't have my question listed this time to ask them if they got their will done, maybe because I may ask it every 6 months. Mm-hmm. But they're walking in going, well, you haven't asked me. And I go, asked you what? Did we get our will done? And I'm like, oh, did you? They're like, yes, we did. And they're so excited. Or, yes, we did pay off our house. You didn't ask us. So, I not that I like to hassle people, but we do like to keep reminding them of these things. And we're Kyle and I are both guilty. We have our, it's like the cobbler, right? We got to get our shoes fixed. We have our own documents. I had a trust rewritten last October. I'm still working to get the final details all funded. It's hard to fit it all in life, but it's important to have someone to be accountable to so that you get it done.
And people that take their responsibilities very seriously. Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this week for Money in Motion. It is time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works just like this. In a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office here in Madison, 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Applebee's Restaurant. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In the United States, what is the average cost of a wedding in 2015? Telephone number 442-5637, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Applebee's. Don't forget that telephone number as well, 442-5637. Set up that initial appointment. It won't cost you a thing. It's no Kloss Financial. They'd love to get to know you. The website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Malia, Kyle, great to see you guys. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Sean. This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.